that we're still the same. If I hadn't learned the thing or two down the line, I would have fooled myself to think
tuned in to BFF.fm, and I'm your host, DJ Bakwas of the show Fractal Chambers. So excited to be playing some music for you all. What you hear in the background is more early Pakistani dance music from 1965 to 1978. Some pretty cool stuff there. The track that you all just heard is by a really cool band. They're out of Greenland, the track is called Still the Same by Neve and the Dear Children. It's off of their album Feet First, which was released on Glitterhouse Records. And I think these folks are really cool. So the lead singer and I think most of the members of the band are Inuit, native indigenous to Greenland, and they tout their music as Inuit indie and snow songs, which I thought was very fitting. And the entire album is very solid and beautiful. I'll actually be playing another track by them later. So if you really liked their sound, there'll be a little more of that down the line today. This album came out September of 2016. It's a little old, but I think they've been touring on it for a little while and making new music here and there when they can. They seem to tour a lot. They've kind of toured all over the world. When I was looking them up, it was said that we've toured the UK, we've also toured China, we've toured some of the United States, and so they've really been all over. Besides that though, today's show is going to be a lot of singer-songwriter acoustic stuff, and then transitioning into some good old rock and roll. I feel like I haven't really done these genres in a while, so I'm pretty stoked that I'm able to do that today. I was sort of just feeling it too, some friends passed along some good acoustic music, and then some friends made some really good acoustic music, And then when I was checking out new music from the BFF library here, and I found more really good like rock and roll and some like stuff borderline that and acoustic, and it was like calling me, like, yeah. Beyond that, I did want to sort of give a shout out to International Women's Day. And I also wanted to sort of toot my own horn and say that, like, I feel like every show I do, I celebrate women from all over. And this show is no different. And the music that's on the set for this morning is, 99% of today's set is made by women. Some of it by queer folks. And there's only one band that is, like, all dudes. They're really cool, though. They're from Algeria, but you know, there for later. So let's get into the next track. That is, it's Feist, and it's her track I Wish I Didn't Miss You off of her album Pleasure. So let's get into that track and continue on.
Trying to find a way to talk about it. I'm also in the mind to just let it go. How to reach out my mind if I can't think straight. With the good news of God, I feel too isolated.
Yeah.
wish I didn't miss you. I wish I didn't miss you.
Sweet in the park. I'm
with the quiet street lights above. I remember once walking home and saw a fox. I looked at it and looked back at us. I miss you, love, and I miss those nights so much.
Thank you. myself out of my own damn head. Shoulders caved in to protect all of my insides from falling out of the hole above my neck. I'm feeling light in my head. Somebody come close, I just wanna be alone. This feels like hot summer.
Hey, welcome back. You're tuned in to BFF.FM, broadcasting live to you from San Francisco's Mission District. I hope you all enjoyed that last track. That was Panic Attack by Liza Ann off of her album Fine But Dying, which was released on Arts and Crafts Records, which is a really, really solid record label, home of the Broken Social Scene. I think Metric, and I think Emily Haynes as well, and Years, and everyone who's ever been in Broken Social Scene. But back to Liza Ann. Man, when I heard that song for the first time, I was like stunned. Her voice is amazing, and that whole track is just like very well crafted. So yeah, she's from Georgia. St. Simons Island, to be specific, and then I think she's based in Nashville now. And if you liked what you heard, you should check her out at the Chapel here in San Francisco, because she's going to be here March 23rd, which is coming up. Yeah, I think she'll be amazing live. I mean, her recorded stuff is really solid, and I also just love that album title, Fine But Dying. I feel like that's a very, I don't know, womanly thing to say, which is unfortunate. I was reading up some stuff on her, and one of the things she says about this album is that, you know, when illness is romanticized into avoidance, not looking straight at it or giving it the treatment it needs, it can fester. And a lot of her music is sort of about, like, I don't know, taking the first step, which is the first step to recovery, which is admitting you have a problem. So, that's Liza Ann. And previous to her was Are You Ready by Neve and the Dear Children. I started off my set this morning with her as well. Neve Nielsen, that is. So Are You Ready is also off of Feet First. And they're an Inuit indie band from Greenland. So shout out to Native folks who are making really rad music. If y'all are interested in, like, specifically music made by Native Americans, there's a fantastic compilation album put out by Light in the Attic Records called Native North America, and it's a very, very solid album. It's a very solid compilation, but it's really good. I highly recommend checking it out. And y'all should also check out Feet First, that album by Neve and the Dear Children, because it's really good. Prior to that, you all heard Wander by Janani Shankar off of her album Vertigo EP. This was self-released. And she's someone I met a couple years ago, I know she's been making music from a very long time and comes from a musical family. And she's also from the South Asian diaspora, so Yida women of color making music. And this track, actually, the one that I played, Wander, was also played on BBC on the Asian network, so it's pretty awesome. And Janani herself sort of hops between Los Angeles and New York quite often, although this particular song was inspired by being in London. So, cool little tidbit there. Prior to Janani Shankar's track Wanderer, you all heard Scorpio Rising by Soccer Mommy on her album Clean, which was released on Fat Possum Records. So, this is her studio debut. She dropped it March 2nd, so it's, a little over a week old. Very new stuff. She's from Nashville, Tennessee, and is currently in college. She's quite young. I think she's in her early 20s. She spends, I guess, her semesters in New York and spends the rest of her time in Nashville. That album is really good if you kind of dig, like, sad acoustic stuff or that kind of vibe. Prior to Scorpio Rising by Soccer Mommy, you all heard Working on Myself by Sarah Coolidge off of her album Fox Court Sessions. This was self-released, and Sarah Coolidge is a local musician. This is, like, her... I believe it's her debut release, she's based in Berkeley. She's a Boston-born musician, though, and has been living in the Bay Area for a couple years. She's been playing music for over a decade. Has only recently begun finishing songs and putting them out in the world. Currently, she writes songs and records them in the studio apartment that she shares with her girlfriend and cat. And you all should check out her Bandcamp, because the album art for Fox Court Sessions is very adorable and was made by her girlfriend Emily Shapiro. Basically, it's a lot of cats and then Sarah Coolidge herself, like, hidden among the cats. It's very cute. She's also someone I know, and it's cool to see someone making really awesome music. Prior to Sarah Coolidge's track Working on Myself, you all heard I Wish I Didn't Miss You by Feist. This is off of her album Pleasure, which is released on Interscope Records. This album came out April 2017, and it's her fifth album. Pleasure is pretty interesting. It explores emotional limits and What I also found pretty interesting, especially for someone like Feist, who is a very seasoned musician and, you know, has been doing this for a long time. So this particular album, every single song is a raw take. And I mean, you can hear that in the recording that I played for you all, I Wish I Didn't Miss You. And I think it really adds something to the recording. I hope you all enjoyed what I've played for you all so far. Up next is a track by Helena Deland. I think you all will enjoy it. I hope so. I figure if you're tuned in. So let's get back to the music. Again, you're tuned in to BFF.fm, and this is Fractal Chambers, and I'm here, your host, DJ Bakwas.
Something's that I need to hear you say. I'm
I heard my friends saying things that don't mean out loud. I got a too short skirt, maybe I can be the cute one. Is there room in the band? I don't need to be the front man. If not, then I'll be the biggest fan. I don't want the book to be on me. Yeah, I'll buy the clothes and I'll be the best dressed. I'll be the smartest.
Hey, welcome back. You're tuned in to BFF.fm, and I'm your host, DJ Bagwas, of the show Fractal Chambers. I hope you'll enjoy that last track. I've been listening to their album all week. It's Rose Merci from France, and that was their track In the Valley. And in the background, you can hear early Pakistani dance music. It's a compilation album that was released a few years ago. Pretty fun stuff. In the Valley by Rose Merci, off their self-titled. This band has been active since 2013, although they just released their first album, which is with SDZ Records. And Rose Merci is four folks: Charlene, Ines, Luann, and Michelle. And they've sort of been, they participated making the soundtrack for a film called Before Summer Ends, which was screened at Cannes in 2017. And they're now fully committed to touring and going about Europe and North America too soon. I'm really excited for that. The whole album is really solid. So that's Rose Merci. Prior to them, you all heard I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore by Lucy Dacus. This is off of her album No Burden, which was released by Egg Hunt Records. And Lucy Dacus was a fun find. One of my coworkers told me about her earlier this week. And she actually recently dropped a new album, or a newer one, called Historian. And it was released on Matador Records, so it's kind of a big deal. Lucy Dacus is a career musician from Richmond, Virginia. In that new album that she dropped, it's about loss, confusion, and death. And there's some cool interviews out there with her talking about how she wrote one of the songs about her grandma and how she sort of wrote it to sort of cope with her grandma passing away and sort of watching that process. And it's sort of become a track that she's bonded over with her dad, which I thought was a very sweet thing. So that's Lucy Dacus. Prior to that track, you all heard Body Language by Helena Deland. This is off of her album, The Series of Songs, and this was released on Luminel Records. She's from Quebec, and if you like that track, she's actually playing Rickshaw Stop March 20th. So, that's coming up. Get on that. And then prior to that was Panic Attack, which I talked to you all about. That's by Lisa Ann. And we've pretty much reached the end of the show. I have two more tracks for you all, which I'll talk about now. We have The Orioles and their track Sunflower Seeds. This is a new release by them. It's off their album Silver Dollar Moment. And they're from Halifax, from the UK. And our last track that will take us out for the hour is Ihad Wadagh, which is by Imar Han, and they are a Algerian Tuareg Desert rock band. Their latest album came out at the end of February, so pretty recently, and it was released on the record label City Slang Records. So hope you'll enjoy the rest of the show. Let's get into the music. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks for tuning in.